The way of the artist. Every one of us has the responsibility to stand for truth, to stand authentic and unfreaking breakable. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. If we allow ourselves to get broken, then the world will have no future. Don't expect those doing the breaking to create any future. They can only feed on destruction. While we are not animals in the terrible sense of the word, we are still great warriors in the spirit, in the soul. We have the ability to rise with power. It is in our heritage. I repeat, not a single student or dreamer or geek or nerd or beautiful loser or the truly beautiful who are cursed to never see it that way is ever allowed to retreat into their room, into their depression, into some darkness. Be it loss or tragedy, or because some hollow creature did or said something cruel. The hollow, or the unfortunate, that bullies manage to turn into bullies, for hate can only spread. Can't really remember you. Not exactly. And even if they could, which they can't, they live in a warped, crumpled piece of paper universe. The tragedy of a bully, aside from the harm they cause, is that for as long as they live in their sorry state, their time in life has already passed, maybe short of some flicker in their final days. In a way, those who feel pain or dread or feel hurt and never do the hurting are being called to greatness, are being shown that they are on the good side. Because those who cause harm can't perceive futures, can't build a damn thing. Do you understand? If the hurt don't rise, there can be no future. The hurt are the only hope, because the ones doing the hurting only destroy. Now, this may come as a surprise. It certainly comes as a surprise to many that Ariadne has left a string for us all, for each of us. We don't even have to reach for it. You just need to gently touch your index finger to your thumb and imagine that you are holding a brush. The string is art. And yes, there is a problem. Yes, there is a problem with the on-ramp towards art. Because in dread, you can't get the colors right. In dread, the shapes will slide off your canvas. I know, but this is not a problem of the soul. This is a stupid mechanical problem with the way we hold the brush on our way out of darkness. You mess with computers a little bit, just a little bit. You install Krita, you need to get a cheap pen and tablet. And you stretch the image reference over your entire canvas and make it transparent. No matter how hard it is to hold the brush, no matter how hard it is to see through the tears, you have your colors and you have your shapes. And in three, or 5, or whenever you are satisfied with your perfect portraits and finally convinced that you were an artist all along, which is absolutely the truth, you will let go of the merely realistic colors, because in your soul, in your heart, you will know better. Nay, you will need better. You will need more sunshine than a reference photo could possibly ever hold. And the temperature of your work will have to match the temperature of the color in the best of your visions. And just about at the same time, you will need better shapes than photos can provide. You may need to install those shapes on top of what you created based on photo reference at first. But by making the eyes bigger, you make the painting speak more. By adding a touch of fish eye perspective, you can lean your subject into the space of the person looking at it. And by that time, you will have memorized how to paint everything. The eye, the lips, the cheeks, the nose, 10 times over. Eventually, your soul will pour your own special color into your works. And your touch will speak with larger eyes and that edge of sunlight and the cheekbone highlight. Reference images and using tools to steady your hand to capture your vision is good for you. This is the teacher that comes with art. Art is here for all of us. Whether it calls to you or not, know that you are an artist. You are an artist.